I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
While the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, was barely doing its job keeping watch on massive financial corporations, the Trump administration continued its assault on the public, requesting a second quarter CFPB budget of in 2018 of, drumroll, $0. Which would exhaust the revenues of the department, making it virtually impossible for the CFPB to investigate industries, whether it be those issuing student loans or the consumer credit market preying on consumers. Forbes described the Trump administration's actions as killing the Consumer Protection Agency by 1,000 cuts. In May 2018, the Chicago Tribune reported that the student lending office of the CFPB had returned $750 million in relief to consumers affected by the abuses in the student loan market, a $1.5 trillion industry. Mickey Mulvaney, then Trump's CFPB head, responded by closing the Bureau student lending office. Mulvaney's successor, Kathy continued the assault, announcing in 2019 her intention to undo a 2015 Obama era rule that provided transparency in bank lending. The attacks on the function of government are coordinated and deliberate. While America remained distracted by tweets, the Federal Election Commission, watchdog of campaign violations, fraud, and how money is spent, not dissimilar from the CFPB, disclosed in August 2019 that it was shutting down due to a lack of members for quorum. After the 2016 campaign was affected by foreign interference and misinformation, the 2020 campaign began with no oversight agency. This is what they want. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're live on a Tuesday, ready to do some podcasting.
Yes, sir.
Remember days, guys? Weren't those nice? I mean, what's the day now? It could be any day right now.
It started to blend. If it wasn't for my iPhone, I wouldn't know. I literally wouldn't know what day it was.
But yeah, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search the Black Guy with Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. We appreciate it. Hey, you say you love us. We're getting you through the quarantine. We're keeping you sane. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and Stitcher if you really believe that. Okay. Put something on it. Okay. We appreciate those. Give us a little love. Let us know what's up. We, it ain't too late. Okay. So yeah, we hopefully get those reviews. The official weapon of the show is an unofficial sport.
Football.
And Bullet Ball Extreme. And today's excerpt is from Full Dissidence by Howard Bryant. And it's in this chapter where, he really talks about, you know, the essentially deregulation that and greed and avarice of the Trump administration. I think it's called The Joke's on You is the name of the chapter, if I'm not mistaken. Is that the name of the chapter? I think that's the name of the chapter. But yeah, it just talks about, you know, how no, Joke's on You is the last chapter. What is this chapter called? God damn it. But yeah, it's a chapter about the Trump administration, essentially. And what I liked about it is that it goes into, you know, the numbers. Like, and just and then when you see the numbers, you can't ignore the intention. You know, it's not coincidental. It's not Republican to do this. This is just grift. This is just the letting the thieves into the bank vault. This is what we have done. We've employed the bank with the people who are going to rob the bank, the coffers of the bank. And we've said, you're also in charge of security. Maybe you're not in charge of security, but you get to pick who works in security and you get to pick how much money their budget is. So, you know, it's like when you see the depth of that problem, you know, like, I'm not concerned that there's not enough people in America to vote Trump out of office. I think he's definitely not, like, he's going to lose if everything is on the up and up. The question is everything gonna be on the up and up?
Right.
You know, that's what I worry about. I think, you know, you can see the turnout in the Democratic side that people are tired of his shit. They want him out of here. This crisis that we're going through is not helping him. You know, of course he's gonna have those hardcore people that will believe anything. You know, people are gonna conduct, you know, a poll of 100 people and come back and be like, 75% of people approve. You're gonna get that type of noise in the meantime, but when it comes to the voting booth, I think people are ready for him to go. But when you don't have an oversight of an election, like what exactly is you know, who's enforcing that, the rules, who's making sure that those votes are counted. And this all comes back down to, that's why we couldn't handle a crisis, because this is a administration that has stripped the power out of regulations and regulatory agencies. And regulatory agencies are there to protect the American people, not to protect Donald Trump, not to protect President Obama, but to protect the American people from whatever, from each other, from usury, from all these different things, and from pandemics, you know. And when I think about the things like the general note and the turnover and the grift and the malfeasance and the people that are being caught, you know, getting openly bribes, openly flaunting the money from the government that they're using for private planes and stuff, when you see that over and over and over again, it sends that message that we're in it for us. We think running America is a very easy proposition because we're not really here to run it. We're here to run its pockets. And when you have that as in mind, those people, the swamp drainers, are not here to run the government on any level. Bessie DeVos strips all the stuff out of Title IX, you know, all the protections out of Title IX. You know, the person they put in charge of the energy department is like, how can I deregulate? We need to get to fracking. I'm an oil person. We need to get back to that shit. Okay. So these are the things. So when something does happen, because something happens on every president's watch, this is who's in charge. The person that has to be told, hey, I know you're worried about your stocks. I know you're worried about the money you're siphoning off of the country. But this is the difference between letting 100,000 people die or 200,000 people die or millions of people die. You pick, you know, and he'll come out and lie and deny it. This is who we put in charge of this country. And so this is what we're getting right now.
Agreed. And I think that I guess it's very frustrating just listening to you read those numbers, because this is what the populace wanted, particularly white people. This is what they wanted. Mm-hmm. And so he's doing exactly what they wanted him to do. Like, so for most of them, they should be happy, but a lot of them are not, because they're actually getting impacted by the shit that they voted for. And it reminds me of that post that you posted on Facebook earlier today, and I was kind of reading through it, where people are too busy fussing about celebrities and what they're doing, what they're not doing, and things like that. We kind of talked about this yesterday, instead of turning the anger to who is supposed to be turned to, the senators, the governors, the congressmen, you know, the president, like, and demand that they do the things to protect us as a whole.
Right.
That's where this anger and that's where this frustration, because in reality, it's more of us than them, you know, and they're only going to do what the populace forces them and pushes them to do. And when the populace is distracted by bullshit that actually don't matter, they just run roughshod and do whatever they want to do, because nobody is holding them accountable.
Yep. Like, it's just, I think it's wild, because, you know, we talked about it on the show before. I don't want to go through the whole thing again, but, you know, I essentially said what I said on the show, which is people concentration on bringing down celebrities and talking bad about them during COVID, during coronavirus, is essentially them trying to distract from the fact that this shit is real and blame all the shit on, like, you know, what celebrities aren't doing enough, billionaires aren't even doing enough, that kind of shit. And it's like, billionaires' job wasn't to prepare the country for a pandemic.
Mm-mm.
That's what voting is for, putting people in charge that could handle a catastrophe like that. You know, like, is there any fucking idiot out there right now that thinks Hillary Clinton would have fumbled this shit as badly as Trump? Is there anyone? This is the shit that I talked about in 2016. This is why I feel, you know, you said earlier, like, well, white people, you know, voted for Trump, and you're right, they did. But I put it on more than them. It's either with me or against me, ho. Like, I put it on everybody. Like, if you wasn't out there saying, hey, this is important, this is on you too.
Agreed.
You know, if you was out there talking about, well, we get 4 years of Trump, he'll put us in a situation where we can get utopia after that. Well, let me tell you something, man. The cost of that is people's lives. Nobody, like, if you're smiling about that shit, if this makes you feel happy, you know, something's fucking wrong with you. And that whole impetus of, it's because I'm such a better, higher moral person, it can't be true, because you gambled and risked and bet people's lives to make a fucking theoretical point that may or may not even fucking happen. So,
right.
You know, I put it on everybody that wasn't like, yo, this shit is important. I don't give a fuck if you don't like Hillary Clinton.
Mm-mm.
You know, because to me, that's what this is coming down to. And of course, you know, all that drain the swamp, we need a businessman to run the economy shit. Of course it's coming back to bite us in the ass. We knew those were stupid things in the first place. But this is who we let be in charge. So that's what the fuck we're getting.
Yeah, and the more and more I think about it, 2016 kinda had already showed us that a lot of people were not willing to do an individual sacrifice for the greater cause. Mm. And the coronavirus just amplified these people's feelings, because in 2016, for the greater cause would have been Hillary Clinton. For 2016, it'd have been, put your feelings to the side. Okay, my candidate is out the race, but fuck him. It's fuck him. And people were saying, hey dog, this is not good. And people wanted him and Han talking about the two evil, and they're all the same. Bitch, is this the same as any other president? I even believe if another Republican president was in the office, not that they wouldn't have fucked up, but they wouldn't have fucked up to this degree. And you can't tell me otherwise.
Yep. So yeah, I love that chapter in the book, cause it just goes through the whole heist. Like, it's just interesting too, because, I don't know. It's just seeing some of the things people are saying. It's been interesting to watch how this is playing out in real time, and watching people, you know, be mad at Pharrell, or be mad at Lady Gaga, or some motherfucker that really ain't doing nothing wrong. You know, maybe they raise awareness for a platform with their millions of followers. I mean, you saw it, because they have millions of followers. So him saying, hey, you can throw some money at this cause if you're fortunate enough to be able to help out, is not actually him shitting on you. That's actually him trying to help some cause out there with his platform. Who knows if he gave money himself or not, because many people think you're supposed to give in quiet. You're not supposed to tell people you're giving money. Jay-Z gave money to charities and stuff for years, and people shat on him the entire fucking time. And then because they didn't know, because he wasn't out talking about how much fucking money he was giving everybody. He was like, he said my presence is charity, and they went, see, this nigga don't give. And it's like, well, actually he does. He just doesn't brag about it. But the point is, we have a need to hate these people because we perceive them as better than us. They entertain us. They, you know, we pay to see their entertainment. We're the ones giving them the attention. You know, you're the one picking, clicking follow, like, retweet, and all this shit. And then, loving them in the way that an abusive narcissist loves their ex-girlfriend, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I love you, bitch. Why won't you act the exact way that I want you to act and do what I tell you to do? Mm-hmm. So, but all that stuff to me is to avoid what's in this chapter right here, which is Trump and his people are running the country, and there's nothing that people can do about it, because we chose to sit on our hands when it was time to do something about it. We chose to be high and mighty about it when it was time to do something about it. And now the tools that everything people claim was gonna happen, oh, we're gonna be in the streets, we're gonna have a revolution, we're gonna eat the rich, we're gonna do all this shit, all of it's crickets now. You know, this is not to shit on this organization. I don't mean it that way, but take it how you will. Where is Black Lives Matter? Have y'all seen them? You know what I mean? Are people shutting streets down still? I'm talking about before coronavirus, where it would be a bad idea, but like, it just ain't been popping the last 4 years. The stuff that people said, motherfuckers is back in the private sector. Motherfuckers got jobs. Like that joke of, I'm gonna get you, sucker. They went in with guns. They came out with jobs. Like, people, put their heads down, because the time for pushing shit was when you had someone that would actually listen to you and be pushed.
Right.
They know they won't get nowhere with this motherfucker. The only people getting anything from Trump are people that essentially worship at his feet, and then as a favor he'll do a one-off for him. That's it. No, you're not getting broad sweeping anything except deregulation and grift, theft. That's what you're getting. So you know, and I think so it make people feel better to be like, you know, this person's stupid and that person's stupid. Because let's be real, coronavirus, when Cardi B said coronavirus and people made a song out of it, to me that's just as fucking ineffective as Gal Gadot singing Imagine. There's no difference to me.
None.
There's zero difference. Neither one of them did anything bad. Neither one of them did anything exceptionally good in those cases. They're just like us, sitting around the house on their Instagram. I've seen more regular people go Instagram live, Facebook live in the last couple of weeks than ever. Because they're sitting in the house the same way. And this shit can touch a celebrity the same way it can touch you, because there's no amount of money that can save you from this shit. Mm-mm. If you catch this shit, it don't matter. Like, they, you know, like, it, even if you could get your own private physician, own private everything, you can fucking die. Rich people dying, broke people dying. Everybody at risk for this shit, you know, and no amount of money can fix it either. It's gonna take as long as it takes to get that vaccine. It's gonna take as long as it takes for social distancing to kill this shit if people fucking do what they're supposed to do, you know? So I think people feel so impotent and angry that it's easier to be like, fuck Rihanna, or, you know, not even Rihanna, because they won't pick, the people around me won't pick them. And I know, and I bet every group is doing it, right? Like, mm-hmm. White people probably being like, fuck Rihanna, she ain't doing nothing, blah blah blah, that just 5 million, that's it, ain't she a billionaire, you know, that kind of shit. And then, you know, we're doing it to the Kardashians because we don't fuck with them. And all of the shit is stupid. Everybody sounds stupid to me,
right? And it's one of those things where it's a lose-lose situation for the celebrities, because no matter what they do, you're gonna have people just gonna put some anger at their feet for any action that they take. If they do something, it's a problem. If they don't do something, it's a problem. If they do something and you know it's not enough, you know, if they label this charity, why that charity, why not my charity? So no matter what, it's going to be a problem. And the thing is, and this is not to, and I understand people are mad and people are upset and things like that, but a lot of these celebrities, because they are celebrities and they have the funds, they can do things that a normal person can't do. And you're fussing at them for giving millions of dollars when some of y'all won't even fucking donate $10. You won't give $5. You didn't support shit when the coronavirus wasn't around. So, you know, and it's not to judge or to point fingers, but it's just one of those things where a lot of people that are the goddamn loudest don't do shit. You don't do nothing. You don't do nothing. You just be angry and mad all day, and you talk about how everything is wrong. What are you doing?
Well, you know, man, this is such a tangent. I'm sorry, but, you know, fuck it. We're talking about it now. So there's a couple things. In the book, they also talk about heroes and the idea of needing celebrities and people to do these grand gestures. Jay-Z to work with the NFL, LeBron to start a school and stuff, because the public is so underfunded from our own government that's supposed to take care of these things. And to, and you know, it's something I've talked about on the show, I want to say maybe even yesterday or Sunday, but I was like, yeah, y'all are mad at celebrities because the government has abdicated responsibility. But check, peep game, y'all think who runs the government don't matter, but y'all think who the fuck has the money as a celebrity does. That's stupid. You know, if you really think there should be no billionaires, vote for someone that's gonna make sure there aren't. If that's really what you care about, like, if it was that fucking important to you, then you'd be like, I want to put someone in charge that's gonna take some money from them and put it back towards the public. They're able to get rich off of this country and our labor, and I would like some of that fucking money put back towards me. That's what the fuck you would do. But instead, you rah rah rah, and then you don't go vote. If, you know what I'm saying, if Bernie was that candidate, why the fuck is he not winning every fucking election in a landslide? Democrats and Republicans, everyone can agree, because people don't really believe that shit. What they really do down in their core believe is, somebody like LeBron James doesn't deserve all that money. Somebody like Beyonce doesn't deserve all that money. So she need to give her money up. She need to do something. Oh, she gave $1 million. She should have gave $12 million. Oh, she gave $12 million. She should have gave all half her fortune to this one cause, because I hate that I love these people and I can't quit that shit. The second thing I thought about too, though, when you were talking about like, so there's also this thing that, and forgive me, I'm trying to articulate this off the top of my dome. I've just been thinking about it, but I haven't found the words for it. But what I feel like is happening is that people have decided that all rich people are evil.
Mm-hmm.
And by rich, it's essentially anyone doing better than me.
Right.
Cause there's no like number. They always like, they, mm-hmm. people start with a billion cause a billion sound like something you can believe is easy, you know. But it's like when Bernie Sanders, used to say millionaires and billionaires, and then people found out he was about a billionaire once you look at all his assets and all that mm-hmm. shit. And then people was like, okay, then he switched to billionaires. Billionaires are evil to 1%, you know, that kind of shit, right? Cool. You know, we've decided that rich people are evil. And I feel like that's, and it may just be some social media Twitter shit. I don't think it's necessarily as relevant and prevalent in real life. Mm-hmm. But let's say all rich people are evil, right? You know, and it enables people to feel this way about athletes. So that's one of the reasons that people can hate LeBron James, who's done so much good shit for people, spoken on certain issues, done, you know, broke the mold really for a lot of athletes, especially male athletes that don't speak out on anything, but kind of broke the mold in a way as the biggest, most popular, best athlete in the game. And he's out here being like, yo, I'm wearing this hoodie for Trayvon Martin and stuff. You know, doesn't mean he's going to say something about everything, but who does?
Right.
But okay. That's the reason people can still hate him though. Cause he's just a nigga that doesn't deserve this money. He's richer than me. Fuck him. It's the same envy. It's why I don't trust the socialism that I see online. I don't trust it. It doesn't feel real. It feels like jealousy and envy given big flowery language, and not actual, these programs within the government should help us, not I hate LeBron James, I want his money. Like, that's, to me, those are two different things, but they get conflated a lot. You look at the people that talk about socialism a lot online, most of them hate celebrities. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, no, you should be hating people in the fucking government. That's who decides what the fuck kind of you know, how our economy is gonna run, what are the limits gonna be, you know? But okay, so the thing I was thinking is this. Because we've attributed evil to anyone who has more money than us, that is really not about those people being evil. What that's actually about is making us the most virtuous group because we broke. So because we don't have as much money as blank, we actually are the ones who really care about all the causes. We really, you know, oh, if you really care, why are you bringing this up on Twitter? Don't say anything. Well, you bring it up on Twitter all the time. You know, from, you know, like a great example was, there was some celebrity who, oh, it was, Britney Spears, I believe. I think it was Britney Spears who started talking about some, like, we should redistribute wealth in America.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a very socialist talking point. That is something that all these people on Twitter claim they support and want, right? You want to hear Britney say that, right? You have been elevating your voice to get bigger and bigger people with bigger platforms to hear your words and to go, you're right, I'm rich, but you're right, I actually think we should redistribute this wealth, right? You guys have it right, I have, you know, not even I have it wrong. You've convinced me. I'm on your side. And people went, shut the fuck up, bitch. You rich. I don't care that you have mental health issues. I don't care that your father has controlled your money and shit. I don't care about any of that stuff. Shut the fuck up. We talk socialism. You couldn't possibly understand. Britney Spears, 15-year-old, living in a trailer park, worked her way up for that. Used and, you know, somewhat exploited by her parents and management mm-hmm. and stuff. Britney Spears all of a sudden is just a rich, entitled aristocrat who apparently has come from money centuries and centuries on end and needs to shut the fuck up.
because she's saying what you said you want her to say.
Right, but then you don't mean it.
So then you don't really want her to say anything. You really want her to shut up and be an avatar for your vitriol so that you get to be the virtuous one. It goes back to the book, Conflict Is Not Abuse for me. Conflict is not abuse says so much about people, because our need to be the virtuous one and then demagogue everybody else into, you're just evil. There are no levels to you. You're just fucked up. And I'm good. And everyone should abuse you. And they should all join my side. And they should all tell me I'm great. And we pick a target. We isolate them from the group. And we all feel powerful. In this case, you know, what real effect is it having? Well, we know what real effect is having. Celebrities talk all the fucking time about the mental health issues they have because of their social media experience. They can't even go on there. Mm-hmm. People ignore it because they're so jealous and envious of them, they can't believe it's real. Yet if something like that were to happen to one of y'all, if you were to get, you know, doxxed, if you were to get harassed or whatever, you would be fucked up. I love listening to podcasts where there's somebody that's been quote unquote canceled and now they're coming back to talk about it. I love it. Because they're always so much more wise than the people who've never been through it. The people who've never been through it only see the good parts. And they go, cancel culture's not real. It's not, this harassment we're doing, it has no effect. It's just, it's harmless. Cause you're just having fun. Cause you're not, you really think that it's okay to do. And in order for it to be okay, say there's no harm to it. Meanwhile, we know people die by suicide because of harassment online. We know this. Celebrities kill themselves all the time. We know this shit. And we all, and then when we're hosting up their dead body, that's when we call their, feel sorry and we write our think pieces. But my main point is this, we have turned, something has flipped where there's people that need to feel virtuous all the time. And they just turned it into the working class and below. We're all the fucking good guys and you are all the bad guys. But I've been fucked over by broke niggas.
Just as much,
you know what I mean? So it's like this idea that you can be that, like, that somehow the struggle makes you virtuous is also bullshit.
Yes, it
be a good person. The one thing that everybody can control right now that I think we can concentrate on is being kind. And it sounds like some bullshit, but I mean it. Everyone stressed the fuck out. We're all sitting in the house and there's nothing we can do about it. You know, the least you can fucking do to each other, maybe the most you can do to each other, is be a little kinder, man. And I mean, stop attributing, you know, sinister motives to everybody. You know what I mean? Because, like, even with me saying these people are doing this shit, I'm not attributing sinister motives to them. I'm saying they're going through so much turmoil.
Yes.
That they're finding something because they feel inadequate. They feel impotent right now, and so they're finding a source to funnel some that anger into, and it's whatever celebrity pokes their head out to say, hey guys, how's everybody doing, that they don't like, or they don't say the fucking PR statement the exact fucking phrase the perfect way, or they don't get to be human like you know. So, like, that's the thing. I have empathy for those people as well. You know, it's one of the reasons I don't engage them. I'm not, you know, if I fucking, you know, see or hear the shit, I don't go for seek them out and be like, you for real? You really mad? Like, I'm just, this is our platform, so I get to say it here. And it's like, yeah, people are so, they don't even see it, but it's like when you said that the social media has turned us all into narcissists, they can't even see the flaw in their own logic. Which is this idea of, I'm only doing this to say I'm virtuous. Therefore, no one else doing anything better than me all those people are fucked up. I'm the one that's not fucked up. You know, but the truth of the matter is, we're all fucked up.
Come on.
You look close enough, everybody's fucked up. And that should be a thing that brings us together, not that brings us apart. But unfortunately, you know, we're not in a position right now where people can, and maybe we never have been and never will be, but you know, we're not in a position where people seem to be able to take that in.
Right. And one more thing before we move on, I wanted to go back to how you was talking about how the people in charge is running, you know, running the country's pockets. Mm-hmm. And the thing about running pockets, by the time they finish running your pockets, nigga, you broke. So eventually America will eventually run out of money. When people run your pockets with by trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, one day this country is not gonna be able to pay its debt back. They're not because we don't have infinite amount of money, you know. That's the reality of it, and you have to take care of people in order to keep things running. You have to have people there to police. You have to have people there to be like, hey doll, y'all can't run the bank dry. You have to have people there to protect. And when you deregulate, this is what happens when you put people that's running the country pockets and nobody is holding them accountable. Nobody is holding them responsible.
Being Mitch McConnell's mentions the way you be in Beyonce's mentions.
Come on!
You know what I mean? Being Rand Paul's mentions the way you be in Pharrell's mentions. You know what I mean? Like, keep the same fucking energy. Switch that energy even.
Yes.
Yeah, a nigga making an album really is not changing much. No offense to musicians. I love music. But to be fair, the reason your student loans are being exorbitantly, outrageously interest and all this shit, it has nothing to do with what the fuck Britney Spears is talking about. Mm-mm. It has nothing to do with Vanessa Hudgens dumb, whatever that dumb shit she said was. It has nothing to do with it. Like, the shit that matters, the shit that actually counts, happens every day on C-SPAN and every day covered on, you know, CNN and shit. And I think in a large part, and it's frustrating because, you know, I understand, but Trump and them won because we refuse to keep up. We refuse to be engaged. They know what the blitzkrieg it was to put on society to be like, every 5 minutes we're going to break the breaking news.
Right.
Every 5 minutes we're going to have another fucked up thing, you know. And the people that aid him are make him unimpeachable, you know. I mean, he's impeached technically, but they make him unable to be taken out of office or resign anything. He can't be held accountable. And the reason he can't be held accountable is because motherfuckers would rather hop on Twitter and be mad at some other shit than to be like, we need to be registering people to vote. The only person I'm listening to right now in this election cycle is Stacey Abrams.
Yes, sir.
Fuck what everybody else got to say, because Stacey Abrams the only one that's like, it's about voter suppression. That's it. Getting more people to vote. Period. More black and brown people to vote. That's it. That's the whole game. You can argue and quibble over the fucking, you know, you can argue and quibble over every fucking policy and everything you want to. None of it matters if all the utopia is on fucking Twitter. You know, all the utopia is on Animal Crossing and Sims, but in real life it's fucked up. You know, we actually can stop this. We actually do have the power to stop this. But do you want to use your power, or do you just want to sit around and be mad at fucking Justin Timberlake or some shit, you know? Now, I'm not saying you can't do both, Ray Sonny, but I'm saying in general, it's like, what are we going to do? Because it feels like a lot of this shit isn't really politics. It's just jealousy and envy unbridled, pretending to be politics. And that's not real. Mm-hmm. You know, the grifter in chief is who you can be mad. You won't be mad at a rich celebrity. There's one in the White House and he's making all the rules.
Right. Stay on his ass. Every time he breathes, stay on his ass. Just like you do the other shit. Stay on his ass like you do them Kardashians. Stay on his ass like you do Taylor Swift. Stay on his ass like you do with any celebrity that makes you mad. Stay on his ass. But the thing is, it's easier to fuss at these other people because then you don't have to take the reality of actually being responsible. Because these other people, there's no responsibility with going after them. But with Trump, it's actually a responsibility and it calls to action. And actually, a lot of the populace, I've just come to the conclusion, it's human nature for people to be lazy. People are lazy. It's more convenient to do these things online than it actually is to vote, than it actually is to put your feet to the ground, than it actually is to protest. People claim they want these things, but do you really want these things? Because these things require sometimes your ass to get out the motherfucking house.
Look, I'm even gonna say they lazy. I just really think that there's a lot of people who got comfortable under Obama. They don't even realize that that's what it was. They think it's not. It is. You know, I call it intuition, call it my empath hunch. There's a lot of people who thought it was in good hands. And they thought that since 2008. It's why they let the country down in 2012 when they didn't go back out and vote. Yes. And in 2010 and 2016. Because they just thought he got it, and that's it. I did my part. You know, I was all rah rah sis boom bye one day, and then when it didn't just magically, you know, magic wand us into a utopia, I said, he got it close enough. And you just thought things couldn't get that bad, you know, because maybe you're not a student of history, maybe you don't know how bad things have been. You know, there's a reason everybody was talking about the Tulsa race riot and shit in 2019, because they just saw it on pop culture, because they hadn't really fucking known much about that. Mm-mm. You know, and that's not an admonishment of them. Mm-mm. We weren't taught those things,
correct?
But when you're not taught those things, it's for a reason. I hate to say the cliche, but it's true. If those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it, and that's yes. what the fuck happens in America. We don't know shit. We're one of the stupidest fucking countries. Mm-hmm. And then we repeat the shit because we're dumb. We're just like, oh, what's the worst thing that happened? Might as well let Trump run it. Okay, here we are,
right
at the worst thing that could happen,
right? And there's other places in the world, all over the world, that actually know more about American history than the people that fucking yeah. live in America.
Yeah, like, it's just dumb. But yeah, the grifter in chief are the people that's in charge, and the people that are deregulating all this shit. And that's what people need to be focused on, not what the fuck. I didn't even bring this up. Karen brought this stuff with the celebrity stuff up. I wasn't even gonna talk about this, but yeah, that's who the fuck people need to be worried about. And stop patting yourself on the back for, you know, like, I live check to check, I'm better than LeBron James. Like, okay, but that's not the fucking LeBron James. Isn't taking the money out of your pocket. You watch those games, you buy those shoes, you choose to do those things. You, anything LeBron James has gotten, he's fucking earned, you know. Meanwhile, you got fucking like Jared Kushner and shit just stealing from you, not earning shit, you know. Like that's like, to me. And then you have people that, you know, that like Elizabeth Warren, that have plans in place to be like, I will tax rich people. We will get the money to make these plans that I'm telling you. And you went, Pocahontas, I don't know, I don't like her. I don't like her. She not, yeah, she's a woman, and plus, you know, just, I don't know, something about that. You don't really want it. You want to act like you want it. So I'm just tired of the bullshit.
Agreed.
All right. That was a long one.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere, friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything, take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow, a reading rainbow.
All right, what was the random thought?
Oh, my random thought is, for some reason, while we watching all these commercials, Burger King was like, hey, you weren't thinking about us, but we was thinking about you. And I was like, you're goddamn right, Burger King. These are the most Burger King commercials I've seen. No, I was not thinking about Burger King. That's it.
Yeah, that's a weird commercial, because it's like just a Burger King. Like, it looks like it's just filmed inside a Burger King, and it's not, the Burger King isn't there. There's no mascot. Mm-hmm. And it's just like the drive-thru worker just turns right towards the camera like, hey, it's us, Burger King, remember? And we like, no,
I don't remember.
I remember your buns taste like soap. That's what we're talking about.
Only thing I ever eat is the Whopper, that's it.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Go ahead and go to our least favorite segment.
Yeah.
coronavirus time, y'all. The United States secures a $450 coronavirus vaccine contract with Johnson & Johnson. First batch of vaccines will be available early 2021. Wonder if the anti-vaxxers will not get this.
I think they won't.
According to Forbes, the Trump administration ordered a new vaccine asset for 2019 novel coronavirus from Johnson & Johnson Pharmaceuticals, Arm Janssen. The contract is the highest reported amount spent on a vaccine project to date, even though the pharmaceutical company has yet to begin any clinical trials, as opposed to other firms who have. The deal was inked with...
People already doing this shit. They go, no, we're going to give it to somebody who ain't even got fucking started. It's like, I want a new car. Well, we got a model here. Nah, we'll pay somebody to start the shit from scratch.
I wonder if this is Trump's thing. You know how he tried to buy the exclusive rights for America to a vaccine? I wonder if that's why he did it with Johnson & Johnson, if there's something in there about it. Because they would not provide additional details on the specific order. They did confirm that the $456 million award related to the collaboration with ASPR's Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, that work was based on previous contracts for producing countermeasures for other influenzas. Well, this is not an influenza.
Right. And also, didn't Johnson & Johnson not too long ago get a big lawsuit against them?
Several.
Right. Like, I was like, I remember that name every time something come up, and that's probably why.
I think baby powder was causing ovarian cancer in women and shit. Like, or I guess in people with ovaries. Like, it was just, like, why? They also announced a collaboration with Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in developing potential preventative vaccinations for COVID-19. The company will utilize the same technologies that are used to develop vaccine candidates for Ebola, Zika, and HIV. The firm hoped to identify a vaccine candidate by the end of the month for clinical trials. Johnson & Johnson is also hoping to announce progress on the vaccine before the end of the week.
Yeah, Mondays. It's very frustrating because it's just wasted. You have all types of people got this been doing this for a while, and you literally are going to somebody and say, fuck that other research they're doing. You started from scratch. There's something is going to come out with this negotiation. Something's not right going on here.
Yeah.
Plus, knowing that they've had lawsuit issues and shit from not doing the public right in the past, something's up with that.
Yep, and the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who now is fighting COVID-19 himself, announced a record £210 million funding to the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation. Oh, now he sees the light in that, which is expected to support the $2 billion development of vaccines to make them globally available.
Yeah, because right now it's a race to see who's going to do it first, and I think that depends on who do it first. Some people are gonna do it, and then they gonna just do distribution worldwide and be like, look, everybody. But I could see Trump wanting to do it just so he could say, well, the only way you got to get it, you got to be it, because he's always fucking about that bullshit.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. This will require him to be reelected in order to really benefit off of the rules for that, because I'm sure if we had a different president, they would be like, that's ridiculous, everyone should get it. But right. Depending on what people do in November, we will see and what them Russians do,
right? And if we get the vote in November,
do-it-yourself mask can reportedly help slow the spread of the virus. Czech Republic makes it illegal to be in public without one. Now this is interesting news, because so far, we're being told by the CDC, until very, very recently, and it's not official yet, that it's mostly a virus that you need to worry about coming in contact with it physically. Your hands touching something, and then touching your eye or your nose with it. but now, like I said, the whole time when I talked to Kokui, hey, new information is constantly going to be coming out, because in the middle of treating this, there's not always and also it just takes time. There's not always the time to give you full, complete analysis. Not to mention some of the sources you're getting the information from, people don't necessarily trust the sources. So like, there's a big thing with China and misinformation and stuff, and us and misinformation, by the way. I'm not trying to act like China has a fucking monopoly on that.
Nope.
But there's a big, there's issues there where people are like, is this information even valid? You know, so, so health officials urge the general public to avoid wearing masks at first because they're not effective in preventing the coronavirus. The United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams even went on record claiming masks are not effective in preventing the general public from catching the virus. In addition, the World Health Organization wants individuals to only wear masks if you are taking care of a person suspected of having the virus. However, according to the Washington Post, there's significant scientific evidence to debunk both claims. Not only does the evidence fail to support the U.S. Surgeon General and WHO claim, but it also reportedly contradicts it. Countries like Hong Kong, Mongolia, South Korea, and Taiwan, who have direct contact and economic ties with China, the epicenter of the pandemic, have been able to slow the spread of the virus. The Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention stated that many people have asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic infections. If they are wearing face masks, it can prevent droplets that carry the virus from escaping and infecting others. Fast AI, a data-focused institute, has found 34 pieces of scientific evidence indicating basic masks can be effective in slowing the virus transmission in public. Not one shred of evidence shows otherwise. Studies have proven that in controlled environments, individuals who wear a mask rarely pass germs or viruses to others, and those without masks more easily infect others or risk becoming infected themselves. Many Americans have created DIY masks using simple household items like a t-shirt to create effective face masks. The effectiveness of a DIY mask has been officially accepted for hospital use after the shortage of N95 masks pushed the healthcare workers to create their own homemade mask. If those homemade masks can be used in a hospital, it's good enough for a walk in the store. According to WHO, their advice about mask wearing is based not on science, but rather on three policy arguments. One, there are not enough masks for hospital workers. Two, masks may become contaminated and increase the risk of infection to people wearing them. And lastly, masks may encourage people to engage in risky situations. In the Czech Republic, social media influencers campaigned for people to start creating their own DIY mask, and within 3 days, there were enough masks for everyone in the country. When the social distance order forced a small bar in Prague, the country's capital and largest city in the Czech Republic, to close, its owner Stefan Olejar turned his bar into a mask manufacturing facility. He was able to obtain several sewing machines with the help of his community, and he's now producing 400 cotton masks a day. The bar has 10 employees and the ability to deliver masks to people who are not able to leave their homes. There are mask trees on street corners throughout the country where people in the communities can hang up masks that they created so others can take them.
Wow.
The message in the Czech Republic is, my mask protects you, your mask protects me. Wearing a mask in the Czech Republic is now considered positive social behavior. Going outside without one is considered antisocial action that puts people at risk. The use of masks alone is not enough to stop the spread of the virus, but restrictions on movement and large gatherings need to stay in place until the healthcare system is able to effectively handle the situation. There also needs to be a foolproof contact tracing system, adequate testing sites, proper quarantine procedures for those mildly affected. The reaction of the people in the Czech Republic has been so strong since the community took it to themselves to protect one another that is now illegal to go out in the public without a mask. The universal call for everyone to wear a mask should be important to the solution, and every single one of us should make it happen. Shout out to Baller Alert for that.
Right, and also they were saying over in China, because there are some Americans over in China, and they were saying that a lot of the Chinese people are getting mad at the Americans because the Americans was walking out with masks, and they was like, the fuck is this? Put a mask on. They was like, that's not, that, we trying to reduce it, and you walking out here like it's all good.
Yeah. And the thing is, man, like I said, they've talked about how it can using aerosol tests, that the virus can stay in a viable infectious cluster for 3 hours. Now, I don't know if they mean 3 hours in a room without the air circulating, if they, you know, outside. I don't know all the stuff that I'm not a scientist, but, you know, that does say, like, something about, like, hey, you never know. Like, someone could cough and it might be, you walk into the store an hour later and that's how you get it, you know? So if a mask can help with that, and if it's definitely not hurting, you know, I'm looking to making my own mask then, you know? Like, it's easier than, because you're not gonna find it, and you're not gonna find one of those masks. You're not gonna be able to buy one at this point. And I think rightly so, those are going to medical workers right now,
right? And people, like you say, are home with sewing machines. Some people, I mean, you probably can find the stretchy stuff, like, you know, and pieces stuffing together.
Yeah, so yeah, man, I don't know. And even if you're doing it to protect other people, I think that's smart, because like I said, a large percentage of people can be asymptomatic. So you could have it, and I, like I said, I wouldn't want to give it to someone that I know in my family that crossed my path because somehow I was asymptomatic and I was just out here, you know, talking and you know, doing all whatever the fuck I do, and just people were catching it. I wouldn't want to do that. Right. You know, so I don't see how, I don't really see anything bad about it, you know. And like I said, I don't know how you gonna find a fucking mask at this point. I know we ain't got none around here, so yeah. All right, Trump invited the MyPillow. You know, this is just going to Dash Oz, man, because I can't. This is he's just an idiot.
Okay.
Jay-Z follows Rihanna's lead, matching her additional donation of $1 million towards coronavirus relief.
Wonderful.
He's a black capitalist, guys, and so is she. So I don't know why y'all going up for one of them but not the other, but you know, agendas. Nah, of course I think it's great. It's so funny though, watching people, you know, because people have it in for Jay-Z at this point. I personally feel like it's because of the whole cheating on Beyonce thing, but they have it in for that man in a way that's just, I don't know, he can do the same fucking thing somebody else does. He can do above and beyond what other people do, and you log on Twitter, they will find a way that his shit is fucked up. It don't matter what it is. Like the same fucking, you know, this motherfucker teamed up because that's what Roc Nation does now. He's basically turning into a fucking political activist organization on the low, and nobody talks about it because they hate him so much they can't help themselves. Like low key, the reason Megan Thee Stallion knew her contract was fucked up is because of Jay-Z and them being like, baby, ooh, what is you doing? You can get much better deal than this.
Ooh, this don't look right.
Yeah, low key, that's them.
They was looking out for her.
Yeah, low key.
They didn't have to do, they didn't have to tell her shit.
Suing the prisons in Mississippi, you know, teaming up with Meek Mill, like in Philly, like for different causes. That's what they do. But I don't know, somehow he ain't shit, and all these other rich motherfuckers that do the same, do less or the same, they heroes. But all right, let's see. That should not be in this segment either. What am I doing? How about this? Wife sick after her husband had coronavirus symptoms so he could visit her in the maternity ward.
What?
Don't y'all ever say my
this
show
is how it all begins.
Don't y'all ever say my show not realistic. Don't y'all ever fix your fucking face to come at the Walking Dead's
this
neck.
This would be some stupid shit a character would do, and everybody be like, the fuck you do that for?
They been telling y'all for 10 years people ain't shit and they don't know how to act and they do dumb shit. We had to get the coronavirus apocalypse for people to be like, you know what, that show is ahead of its time.
People are stupid. Yes.
Mm-hmm. The other day I was on Facebook and I saw somebody that was still watching the show, and she was like, I don't know why I watched the show, it's so terrible, I guess I just can't quit. And two things. Number one, I saw this person complain about Game of Thrones last season. I'm like, but you still fuck with The Walking Dead? Okay, sis. But secondly, I also saw somebody that talked shit about the last season of Game of Thrones all day, talking about being excited for How to Get Away with Murder next season. I was like, what fucking world am I living in?
Right.
Those are clearly worse shows, but okay. Okay. That's not the point I was going to make. That's a total tangent. The point I was going to make is this.
that show been telling us for 10 years how people would act in a situation like this, and we're watching it. Motherfuckers going to spring break parties, mm-hmm. having birthday parties, ooh, weddings, ooh. Funerals.
You know what? It remind me of not only more of The Walking Dead, more Fear. You remember at the Fear, the first season, when the shit was coming out, everybody was seeing the videos and how they was like, fake news, that ain't real, and shit like that. And mm-hmm. Alicia went to her boyfriend's house mm-hmm. and shit like that. Yes.
Yeah. And there was an error. Oh, that's fake. That would never happen.
Right.
This nigga had the corona and was like, my wife's in maternity ward. I'ma just try my best not to cough and go see her anyway, possibly infecting my baby, my wife, anybody else that's pregnant in there, all the medical staff, because fuck it.
And now she's sick.
Yeah. And the thing is, with people being asymptomatic or having pre-symptomatic symptoms or just having light symptoms, you know, this motherfucker basically walked up in there sweating and shit like Earl when he was talking to Judith and them kids. Hey kids, y'all just sit down over there, your parents will be with you soon. I'm gonna go in this room and die. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, somebody brought it up, there was a birthday party in Fear. I forgot about that. It sure was. They was mm-hmm. like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. They still tried to at school.
Yeah, they did.
Yep. So I mean, it's the most realest writing on TV. I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
Yeah, mad didn't want to cancel school, they had to close the schools down. Come
y'all
on.
Better never tell me that motherfucking Fear to Walk, that Walking Dead ain't real. Get the fuck out of here. Nothing is real. Then if Walking Dead ain't real, ain't no TV show real. That's real shit. As a matter of fact, we might even have our own Negan of the corona apocalypse. Thailand's Playboy King has taken over a luxury German hotel to isolate from the coronavirus along with a harem of 20 women. Mm-hmm.
Hope they all got tested.
Tell me that ain't Negan. Okay, that's what he did. Is he gonna be making people get on, well, he's gonna be making them get on their knees. We know they're gonna be getting on their knees, but I mean, is he gonna be making, you know, people bow to his back? Well, he's gonna probably be doing that too. He's probably gonna be doing it all, okay? Mm-hmm. 20 women? What the fuck? Was you like Black Belt Jones in Enter the Dragon? I'll take her and you and you and you and both of them. To the rest of you ladies, I'm sorry, but it's been a long journey and I'm tired. Like, I'm trying to, like, 20 women? First of all, it sounds kind of like a nightmare. I wouldn't want to be isolated with 20 anythings. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds terrible. Like, no offense, you know, but how do I know I'm monogamous? Is that's how. Cause I can't imagine a worse thing. I don't give a fuck how fine they is. I don't want to be in the house with 20 fine women for no reason. You imagine just using the bathroom gonna be a problem. Man, I really need to get in the bathroom. Well, first of all this fine don't just wake up this fine. I got to do makeup. I got to do. We ain't going nowhere. We just sitting around the house.
It don't matter.
Mm-mm. Sorry, King. It's gonna be a couple hours before you can get in here and take a pee.
Yeah, you better have your own bathroom then.
All the hot water gone.
All the hot water, cause you know we like that shit boiling hot.
Can you imagine 20 women taking hot ass showers and then you gotta shower. Go? Mm-mm. 20 women, boy.
That shit gonna be lava hot.
Dicks is some bullshit, man. They need to combine up and kill his old ass, and then they can live in there rent free to the coronavirus apocalypse is over. Yeah, he just prop him up like Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah, he sleep. Yeah, no need for the security to come in. He sleep. Just send up more room service and we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Yes, all the mimosas, he wants all of them. Put them on his card. He said he got y'all at the end of the month.
Another 20 bottles.
Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here. 20 dicks. 20. I mean, unless I had 20 dicks, I can't imagine. You got one dick. It's still one dick, dog. One dick. This motherfucker.
It's still one.
That's wow. Anyway. I mean, but good luck to those ladies, though. I mean, it's probably a sweet life. Because, I mean, think about it. There's like a 1 in 20 chance that you got to fuck them. I mean, it's pretty good living. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most of the time you probably not even gonna be bothered.
Yeah, and if he's like most guys, it's probably like two of them that he fucks all the time. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably
the rest is every now and then.
Yeah, like it's like the odds are probably much lower. It's like one in like 40, one in 60 or something that you're the one that he fucks tonight, unless you're like, you know, his faves and shit. He probably fucked them all the time. You know, he's like, oh yeah, I really need blonde tonight. It's like, oh damn, it's my night. All right, y'all, well, don't log into my Animal Crossing character.
Right,
y'all play y'all own saves.
If I come back and see y'all been fishing, I'm gonna fuck y'all up.
You know, and he's 67, so like, you know.
Oh, he's 67?
Yeah, so you
know. That's gonna be a smooth minute
Yeah, it's like some Hugh Hefner shit. It's like, oh yeah, baby, you tearing this pussy up. Oh, it's the greatest I've ever had in my life. I just can't.
Probably do a hand job. He probably couldn't tell the difference.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just pause, my game. Okay, yes, you are hitting it like, unlike anyone who's ever hit it to ever. You are the biggest and the best at 67. Mm-hmm. Yep. And he's going for a nap. All right. You want some juice, honey?
Let me unpause.
Mm-hmm. It'll be like that Donald Sterling v. Stiviano. You want some juice? No, I am like Big Bad Magic Johnson. I know, King. You the greatest. This is what I keep thinking. Now, this might be some morbid shit, guys. I'm not saying this is okay. But it's a podcast. God damn it, this is where we can say these kind of fucked up things. I'm shocked, honestly, that you aren't seeing more of these, like, trophy wives, like, you know, licking subway pole benches and cars and, like, I'm surprised you're not seeing more of them, you know.
They might be. They might not be snapping no pictures, you never know.
The people that's in the tip-top 1% of bodies out there, because all they do is just work out, eat perfectly, so they can, you know, let some old man roll up on top of them every once in a while. I'm shocked that they aren't out there just motherfucking, like, licking toilet seats and then coming home and just, like, tongue-kissing motherfucking... You know, the owner of the Patriots in the mouth or whatever, whoever the fuck your husband is.
They walking outside licking the siding of the house.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm kind of surprised you're not seeing more of this. I mean, hey, 20, look, you 70, I might risk the Rona. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying this is a fucked up idea. But this is a place where I can see women winning. You know what I mean? Like, just, hey, look, all these rich Hollywood men have a type, and it's all 40 years younger than them. Now's your time, ladies.
Now is the time.
HBO, I'm gonna start writing my script, okay? Let's get this movie made, all right? Some scheming women all getting corona, having coronavirus parties, and then going home and fucking the shit out of some 70-year-old man so they can be like, oh, I don't know where he got it from, but I'm gonna just be by his side.
I've been washing my hands.
Oh yeah, I guess I got it from him. I must be asymptomatic with my tight toned 24-year-old ass. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I'll pray for him, though. I'll pray for him, and I'll pray. Keep us in your thoughts and prayers with these billions I'm about to be balling on you bitches with. Okay, I will give a couple of dollars to coronavirus charity because I don't care about nobody. Ha ha! I actually am rich and don't care. y'all was right, Twitter. Ha ha ha. Google has seen a rise in searches for how to cut your own hair.
Yeah, women can get their hair cut.
Yeah, people having to figure this shit out.
A lot of people doing it for the first time. A lot of people, you're gonna see a lot of just bald men. They're gonna be like, you know what, fucking near, near, near.
Plus the truth is coming out on people. I told you, man, stock up on them selfies. You should have paid attention. You know, either that or, you know, hopefully by the time you get out of here, your man be an A1 hairstylist, your girl be a number one barber. Cause y'all done practice on each other's heads for 3 months.
Come on, this is a man, they gonna know how to braid, they gonna know how to do twist.
The barbers and the stylist gonna end up out of business. Everybody be like, oh, I got it now, sis. I think it's cute. Let's see.
No, we don't need to hire no help. I can do it all.
Yeah, another man
allegedly coughed on FBI agents and claimed he had coronavirus when they accused him of hoarding medical supplies. His name is Baruch Feldheim, 43. He had allegedly been hoarding medical gear and resources essential to fighting coronavirus outbreaks, such as disinfecting supplies and hazmat gowns, and then selling them to doctors at exorbitantly high prices. On March 25th, the federal government issued an executive order barring the excessive accumulation of health and medical resources needed to fight the spread of COVID-19, the disease caused by coronavirus. Doctors and nurses in New York, which has been hit the hardest by the outbreak in the U.S., have been facing shortages of personal protective equipment, requiring them to reuse supplies or leaving them exposed. Feldheim, at his home in Brooklyn on Sunday, he allegedly coughed in their direction and said he had the coronavirus, and they said in court documents. Officials say he also lied to agents about stockpiling supplies. He has been charged with assaulting a federal officer and making false statements to law enforcement. If convicted on both counts, he would have to pay a $350,000 fine, and he could spend up to 6 years in prison.
Mm-hmm. People need to stop doing that shit, because they're going to fuck around and be like, oh, you got it? They're going to consider that a threat.
Yeah, it is. It actually is a terroristic, it's making a terroristic threat. They can charge you as a terrorist for it.
Okay, that makes sense. Yes.
According to court documents, Feldheim, through his company Solo Supplies Inc., has been marking up N95 masks and other supplies that have become scarce as doctors and nurses struggle to keep up with the influx of COVID-19 patients while protecting themselves. In one case, Feldheim sold a doctor from New Jersey about 1,000 N95 masks, 2,000 sterile gowns, hundreds of hazmat gowns, and other materials for $12,000, which is a 700% markup from the typical price.
Woo.
So for seven times what, so that typically would have been like, I don't know, a thousand and a half, like, you know, 1500, and he sold it for 12,000. The doctor got in contact with Feldheim in the WhatsApp group for healthcare professionals. When he went to a repair shop in Irvington, New Jersey, picked up his orders, on at least two occasions, the doctor said he saw pallets of critical supplies. According to the doctor, the repair shop contained enough materials, including hand sanitizers, Clorox wipes, chemical cleaning supply agents, and surgical supplies to outfit an entire hospital.
Goddamn.
Yep. March 23rd, he allegedly offered to sell a nurse surgical gowns and directed the healthcare practitioner to his home in Brooklyn. 2 days later, Customs and Border Patrol records show that a truck from Canada delivered 8 pallets of face masks to Solo Supplies. On Friday, FBI agents said they photographed the empty box of N95 masks outside of Feldheim's home. On Sunday, FBI agents documented several instances in which people arrived at his home and left with boxes or bags that seemed to be medical supplies. That capitalism run amok. Mm-hmm. But y'all mad at fucking Pharrell. Like, come this on. Nigga. That same day, agents approached and confronted Feldheim about his alleged operation. When they told him they wanted to keep a safe distance because of the outbreak, he allegedly coughed at them and stated that he had the virus. Oh my God. We ain't gonna make it. These motherfuckers, man. What is wrong with people, man? Like I said, man. Like, you can never, ever tell me again that the shit isn't real. You can't, this is some straight out of the fucking Walking Dead type shit. Hey man, we have an all hands on deck, ridiculous ass catastrophe, and we need to be protected from it. I mean, if you got the bread, you know what I'm saying? Bruh, you not gonna be able to come out of your house, you might die. I mean, I got all the masks I need, you know what I mean? Fuck out of here. Coronavirus challenge influencer who licked the toilet seat hospitalized with coronavirus. Is this real?
I don't know if that's real or not.
Daily died. What the fuck? Can't be real. You know what? That don't feel real. I mean, I'm not saying it's unbelievable.
Right.
But I don't know that source like that. I will, though, use it as another example of. Fucking idiots, man. Ohio abortion clinics ordered to stop performing procedure due to coronavirus outbreak. Yeah, this is what conservative states are trying to do, is to be like, you can't get an abortion because coronavirus now. We need all the equipment.
Mm-mm.
Same thing with, transition surgeries. Man, I almost forgot. Today's International Day of Trans Visibility, which I thought, like, when I was like, oh, that's, you know, congratulations, like, it's y'all's day. But then I was like, should I do the LGBTQ segment on the show? And I went and looked at the articles and I was like, no, this is actually all of it's bad news, because people are using the coronavirus to attack trans people, because you also can't get gender reassignment surgery or gender affirmation surgery right now, because they're like, it's not essential.
And that's bullshit, because they're doing other types of surgeries.
Well, not just that. I mean, well, you know, they're not doing elective surgeries you can't get what do we talk about on the Balls Deep? When men get the surgeries,
vasectomies.
Yes, thank you. You can't get vasectomies right now either. You know, which I know most people would be like, yeah, because that's men. But the point being, a fucking abortion is a life-saving surgery.
Yes,
and
is.
same thing with gender confirmation. You're talking about people killing themselves and shit when they can't get these out, like, you know. And I'm not trying to say, like, you know, so then, you know, fuck them people that got coronavirus or something like that. But my point is, it's funny what we decide is essential and what's not.
That's not
incorrect. The states that are deciding the shit at this moment. Like I said, I would have covered this, but the news was terrible. And then all the articles that would have something positive, it would just be like, 25 trans people you should know, which is, you know, it's nothing against that, but it's more of a listicle. You know, that's not necessary. It's like, here's 20 happy trans people. I'm like, I mean, that's cool. But, yeah, it was just, I don't know, it's just like, you gotta, I don't know, it's gotta suck almost. A trans visibility day is another, you gotta be stuck inside and shit. Like, hey, happy trans visibility, inside on your couch by yourself, nigga. Don't you come out here and don't you be parading and shit. Okay, we don't need that. Also, we just passed some laws against you, bye. Like, that's how it feels.
And I don't remember if I was listening, I've heard you listening to a podcast, and they were talking about, for a lot of people, particularly in like the LGBTQ community, you actually come together for unity and support, and it's very hard to function now with everybody happen to be scattered. And a lot of people within that group, is a high probability of them being homeless, of them, if they had a job, being some of the first to lose their jobs now, because now you have a built-in reason.
Yep. All right, let's get into some other stuff. Not gonna do fucking with black people today.
Nah, I'm good.
Can't remember if I had any good ones. Anyway, let me just double check real quick, just make sure. Nope.
You okay?
Yeah,
I see you squinting.
Oh, my eyes just a little bit irritated. It happens when I look at fucking screens all day.
You need some drops.
I think I'll be okay.
Okay.
You know, but thank you for asking, though. Mm-hmm. So instead, I say we do something more fun. Although, you know what? To be covering coronavirus, this one has been pretty fun. Like, I feel like this episode, we've had a lot of jokes.
Yes, we have!
Talked about some very serious shit, but, you know, hey, still managed to do it in a fun way. Alright, let's see. So people want, let's do some white people news. All right, guys.
Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. Now people have sent me some black covers of white people songs, but I don't even know the original song the shit came from. So, I mean, I'll play it, but it's like, now it's work. I gotta go find the original. Let me see if I can put it on screen, or if it's gonna kick us off like it's been doing.
Right, he's just giving you a hard time, ain't it?
If it freezes, I'll refresh and come back, y'all. Hopefully it won't, though. See if that worked.
Pretty good.
Don't
you think so? I think so. I feel it. Big, powerful
vocalist.
I'm waiting. I hear nothing. I don't see nothing.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna keep working in the background. Okay, I see it starting to come up. Is it coming up?
Yeah, slowly.
Okay, all right. So, because it's my computer. Wow.
How do you hide in love? How can a bully could be child? How do you fall in love? That's the
Those voices you hear, I imagine that her family, because this is from the competition show, The Voice. I don't know the original song
compared to, but she was singing.
Yeah, she was singing, as the blacks say.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she was singing.
But I don't know. Any of y'all know who originally did that song?
Somebody say Bishop Riggs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Let me see if I can find the original. Oh, his name River. Okay, you know, I didn't put that part together, Karen. thanks.
Oh, I'm about to call it Run Me Like a River, so I'm gonna ask them about put it in there.
Bishop something. All right, give me a second. Bishop Riggs, that's it.
Yes, Bishop Riggs.
All right. Okay. Wait, is she white? Because the way her hair is done, she got that white girl pink thing going. You know what? I mean, that's a dope song.
That goes hard.
That's a dope ass song.
It is.
She might be a white, but she got her hair in a black woman kind of thing. Like, I'm assuming she's a white.
No, I thought those children looked brown to me.
Children?
Yes, remember they cut family.
Oh, no. That was a black woman that sang that song on The Voice. Oh, I'm talking about the artwork in Spotify for this Bishop Riggs woman, because I'm looking for covers of white people, you know, shit. And I'm not 1,000% sure that's a white woman.
Oh, they said she British.
Yes, I mean, but there's black people in Britain.
I know.
But yeah, she might be white. It's like pink, y'all. Like,
yeah, you don't know what a place.
You know, early pink, not pink now, but early pink when people was like, I think she white.
She might she be probably white. I don't know.
You know, anyway.
Close enough.
I didn't know if it showed her on the thing.
It does.
Okay, yeah, so I don't know. Anyway, that's y'all's man. Let's talk about white people elected Trump and the stuff going on. Seattle NPR station says it will no longer carry Donald Trump's coronavirus briefings live because of misinformation.
Good. They were saying they had to waste time correcting. The fuck is this? We can go about our normal programming.
Yep, he lying. Stop giving this motherfucker the benefit of the doubt. Everyone should cover his shit afterwards.
Right.
I get it. He's the president, and that's a horrible thing for me to say. He's a fucking horrible president. Like, I don't know how much more harm you have to do because the media enables him to do harm, because that's just the way we always done it. hey man, how about we start filtering some things through facts before we let this motherfucker just have a large audience? Because what he does is turn these fucking press conferences into his rallies,
right? And he holding y'all hostage.
He lies and he lies and he lies, and then when the press ask him anything, he says they're mean and that's a tough question, plays the victim and walks out. I don't know how many days we have to see this over and over, but some people in our populace are heavily affected by this man and believe these things. And so I feel like it's paramount upon news organizations to be like, you know what, actually let's be a little slow on this. We don't have to be first. We don't have to give it to you right out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. Let's go in and be like, the president said these things in his briefing. These things were wrong. Here's the truth. You know, I think there's something to this, and I hope it continues. I hope more stations do this kind of shit. You know, I think it's fucked up that people, I think hiding behind this is just the way it's always done. If you haven't learned anything from coronavirus, that's what you need to be learning. A lot of shit that this is the way it's always been done, we finding out, you don't have to do it that way, do you?
Mm-mm.
Trump rejecting blame, warns governors to be appreciative, tells VP Prince not to call Whitmer. Yeah, so basically governors, people and politicians in municipalities that don't kiss his ass, he's basically going up there like, I'm not gonna provide federal help to you, which is so stupid. Like, the depths of stupidity and short-sightedness of this petty motherfucker. Do you understand? You are a New Yorker.
Right.
New York is where the fucking stock exchange happens, dumbass.
Broadway.
The longer it's fucked up, the worse it is for not just America, but for the one thing you care about, the stock market.
Right.
Like, who could be so dumb? Like just petty for stupid reasons. Stupid. It would behoove him to do everything he fucking can.
Everything.
To get New York up and running if he can't get nowhere up and running.
Right. They go.
Jay Inslee has been fixing and working on Washington. Now look, I don't know the details of everything in Washington. I don't live there. Yada, yada, yada. Disclaimer. Don't write me to tell me, well, he didn't get this. He coughed in his hand one day. I don't know that everything's perfect in Seattle either and Washington. But they were the epicenter at first.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give it to them. Without much federal aid and knowing that that Donald Trump hates his guts, they have figured a way out to kind of get it more under control and find some routine and, you know, toilet tissues back on the shelves and stuff like that there, you know, and until they can really, you know, beat this thing down or until they get a vaccine or something, this is their way of life. But he's managed that up there, you know. Twitter utterly confused as Trump invites MyPillow guy to address the nation on coronavirus.
Who?
Yeah. The ShamWy guy wasn't available. You don't know the MyPillow guy? You watch Desus and Mero with me? The dude that'll be selling the pillows, the guy with the kids in the commercial. Trump let that motherfucker talk to people.
The ShamWy guy was busy.
A motherfucking crackhead. God damn. Diamond and Silk claim raising COVID-19 cases are all about making Trump look bad. Man, I saw a thread on Twitter today where I went and did the deep dive research on Diamond and Silk, Tommy Lauren, those people. Because, you know, I knew Tommy Lauren used to be liberal back in Catch On, so then she flipped to the Trump shit. Mm-hmm. So insane thing. She used to be, she's also included in the thread. She used to be anti-Trump. She had a whole website dedicated to shitting on Trump, and then she just flipped to the Trump side one day, and that's how she got rich and famous. And same thing with Diamond and Silk. Diamond and Silk used to be kind of middle of the road, maybe down south conservative black people, but they had this whole little freaking frack routine and they weren't getting any traction. Their views on their videos are getting like 10,000 views. So then they just flipped to Trump, and the person linked it to a Diamond and Silk video where they were talking about how suspicious the death of Sandra Bland was. You know, like, I always think about them too and think they're somebody's fucking aunties or somebody knows them in real life.
Yes, they do.
And you know, I mean, look, I'm not saying it's impossible, but for the most part, black women are not with the shits when it comes to, you know, Republicans. They like at the highest percentage of anybody, they vote Democrat. So when you have people like this, it's hard not to believe they just grifters. They're just hustlers, you know. All right, let's get into the good news, guys. Okay, It's time to spread the word for the whites. All right. I need to relax. You guys need to relax. We're all in this together. We're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. COVID got us yelling at celebrities. Let's do what celebrities are meant to do. For let's look at them. Okay. Yeah. Let's just ogle them and make big deals about them doing mundane shit that we all do. Ariana blessed us with a rare glimpse of her natural curls, and they're gorgeous.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, you could tell from her that her, I mean, again, other than the skin thing, the tanning thing, you know, you could tell that she's very, I don't know, made up, but I guess a lot of pop stars are. Like, there's just a lot of work that goes into looking like them.
Yes.
You know, and so she, you know, always has a straight hair and a ponytail.
Right.
Everywhere she goes. And most pop stars and shit, who knows if that's real or not, blah blah blah, you know.
Yeah, weaving's come a long way.
Yeah, but you know, back in the Nickelodeon days, she used to have straight red hair.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either, because I never watched Nickelodeon when she was on there. I was off of it by then. The ponytail isn't real, it's actually extensions. It's no secret, since Ari's obviously proud of her expansive hair in Seven Rings. And it's rare to catch a glimpse of what her natural curly hair looks like. And today, Ari treated fans with a new picture of it. Cause that's right, you're at home now. People ain't got time to,
keep your hair up all the time.
And all the stylists and stuff, you're not in public as much. People even starting to look gray. Some people been going on, like, Instagram Live and shit, and doing, like, tutorials on how to dye that. Like, this is how I dye my hair. I've been dyeing my hair for this long. So, you know, you see celebrities with grays. I think, like, Kevin Hart, some other celebrities were showing streaks of gray in their hair for the first time. Anyway, this is her hair.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Isn't it?
Her hair is naturally curly and it is beautiful.
It really, whenever I see stuff like this, and I'm not knocking it, because I know these decisions are not necessarily made in a vacuum. This is about what society will accept and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so interesting when you see celebrities kind of, like, I don't know, in a more natural state, mm-hmm. closer to what they really look like.
Right.
And it always gives me that feeling like, that's a shame that you can't be Lady Gaga and just look like this, because you're a very attractive person, obviously.
Right.
Or you can't be Beyonce and, you know, have your short hair like this, or you can't be you know, have a natural or whatever, because society really won't accept it. Like, not that they won't accept it completely, but, like, there's a lot of people and a lot of work that goes into being Beyonce and all that type of shit. So, like, if she just started rocking her natural hair everywhere, yeah, you'd have some people that rejected the stuff, but it also is a lot of work. I gotta get it up and done. Like, putting in a protective style actually makes a lot of sense for somebody like her.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it says a lot that, you know, we need to see Beyonce in the super dope blonde wig, you know, or it's just not the same for her, you know. I still remember when Nicki Minaj stopped doing all that energy and just being a regular black woman. It was like, oh yeah, she's beautiful.
Right. You know? Right. Cause them anime wigs, no baby.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, you know.
Oh, me too.
Do your thing. And you know, she was blending kind of pop and rap at the same time, but it was also like, you know, you also just a fine ass black woman. Not that you have to do anything.
Mm-mm.
Mel Gibson stocks up on supplies in a rare public outing with his girlfriend Rosalind Ross. See, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about, y'all. Mel Gibson, 64. Rosalind Ross, 29.
Woo!
See what I'm saying?
Praise. Grandbaby.
You know what I'm saying? You know, go ahead and hit up the club, and then just come in and lay the smack down on them in bed. And you be rich in no time, girl. You have all Mel Gibson money.
Yeah, you know it won't take that long. He probably got a bad back.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm not just talking about the sex, Karen. I mean, take the matter of fact, if you're trying to give him that Rona, I'd say you had sex with him longer. Long as you can stretch the sex out, you do it. No.
And be sure to breathe very hard in his face.
I'm into this new thing, Mel. It's called cough play. I'm gonna just cough directly into your mouth. It's so sexy. I'm really into this right now. And next thing you know, we like Rosalind Ross. Man, she came up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they made a trip to the grocery store while adhering to California's own mandate. The couple were seen walking out of a store on Monday with Gibson 64 walking ahead while Ross 29 followed behind with a shopping cart. Ross ain't getting no mask. I mean, Mel ain't walk no mask. Gibson kept a low profile in black shorts while Ross wore a large black hoodie with black workout pants. Gibson and Ross have been dating since 2014 and they welcomed their first child together in 2017. 3-year-old with a 64-year-old daddy.
Ooh, that baby, poor thing. He might be gone before that baby reached 21.
That's your daddy or your pawpaw? No, that's my daddy. Came to graduation. Just weeks before attending the Academy Awards, where Gibson was nominated for Best Director, the couple's son, Lars Gerard, is Gibson's ninth child and Ross's first. Oh, that's why she ain't gonna kill him. Okay, I see. Yeah, okay, because you would only get like a little bit of the check, and I mean,
you need a few more.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to sacrifice your standard of living at this point. I mean, it's a hairy situation. That's a tricky one. Because you really only got like the next 18 months to strike before that vaccine come out, you know. Although Lil Lars didn't join his parents for the ceremony, he was present the day his dad learned of Hacksaw Ridge Oscar nods just 4 days after his son's birth. What could be more exciting than listening to the nominations being announced while holding my newborn son, the actor and director said in a statement. This is a truly wonderful honor. The couple have been low-key about their romance since they first started dating, but a source previously told People they enjoyed their life together. She is great for him. She has her own life, but also seems to enjoy males. They are very much on the same page.
I know they are.
Mm-hmm. The page at the bank, nigga. The checkbook page.
Mm-hmm.
The only page that matter, if you ask me.
The only one.
Because 64 years old, if I'm going to be giving you prime 29-year-old pussy, I'm going to need all my bills taken care of. All right,
come on.
Oh wait, this is a guess the race question now, so I can delete that. Drake shares photos of his son Adonis with a heartfelt message to his fans.
Oh, what do you have to say?
He finally stopped hiding that child from the world. Okay,
apparently so.
Pusha T is the real MVP here. You
ain't he though?
Okay, Adonis, you need to be thanking Uncle Push. All right. Now I know Drake probably don't like all that shit Push said, and I mean it was some hard feelings, but I mean ultimately this is what it took to get you to, you know, shit. Maybe that's what needed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no offense, you know, if Drake, if you listening to this, no, it's too late, but uh-huh. Nah, but if you listen to this, you know, I hope you don't get upset with me, but mm-hmm. I'm just glad to see you out with your child.
Me too.
So yeah, that's his son right there, Adonis.
All that curly hair,
and it is good to see him out with his child because clearly that child needs some sun. Okay. Just saying. The Grammy winner took to social media early Monday morning to post a message to his fans. Wait, how much time we got left in this before I get cut off? Let me go to the next segment, guys. I'm gonna pause this real quick and go to the next segment. All right, so Drake has shared his first pictures of his son Adonis with the world. The Grammy winner took to social media early Monday morning to post a message to his fans alongside a series of family photos. In one of the pictures, Drake can be seen holding his 2-year-old son. A separate photo also shows Drake, Adonis, and Adonis's mother, Sophie Broussox, posing together. Drake also included a photo of his parents in the series of social media snaps. What is most important for you right now is to connect with your own inner light. The 33-year-old captioned his post. This will create the longest opening of all. The biggest opening of all. Trust that you have all of the power within you to make this happen. In order to do that, connect to people and things that bring you a lot of joy.
Aww.
When the mind starts to move into overthinking or fear, shift your attention right away from something to something bright. It doesn't matter what has happened in the past or what is happening around us now. You can always make the choice to break free of the wheel of suffering, panic, and open up to your own light. We are powerful manifestors, so once you make the choice in the moment to shift your awareness to something good, it will show you in your reality. Be conscious, especially right now, of fears coming in from others, and recognize that not everything should be held by you. Laughter is your best medicine, but tears can also be a powerful release.
Oh, the picture went away.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? All right, let me see if I can put it back on.
It was there.
It was? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't turn it off. It just did it on its own. He also said, let go of any judgment you may have around that. Remember that you are never alone, and if you need to be reminded of that, ask for support and it will show up. Everything comes down to intention, and even though there are conflicting energies circling around us, you must know it will reveal. Be in order for that, but in order for that to happen, you have to do exactly that. Trust. You have the biggest heart, and that is your greatest gift. It's impossible to always control your surroundings, but when you shift the focus to how you want to feel, everything will conspire against you. I love and miss my beautiful family and friends, and I can't wait for the joyful day when we are all able to reunite. Until then, please keep your lights on. I don't know what happened to the picture of him and the baby, but it's gone now. Yeah, you know what I was thinking though, and this is just something I've noticed on all social media, these kind of advice things where it's like, hey, you do this, you do that, the audience is always the person writing it. They are talking to themselves. It's really words of affirmation,
right?
And if once I realized that, I look at all advice differently now. Mm-hmm. And I used to kind of be like, nigga, shut the fuck up, like that's what you going through, you don't speak for me. But now I look at it like, no, what you're trying to do is tell us that you're going through something. Mm-hmm. Even if you're couching it in this like I'm giving y'all advice type of way, it's kind of a self-protection thing, because we don't really allow people to be vulnerable like that too often on the internet. Yep. We use that shit against you. So, and I mean this for everybody. Watch everybody who does this, including myself, including Karen, including anyone here in the sound of my voice. When you get inclined to do that, it's normally something you're going through and a lesson that you're learning, right? or some advice you need to take. And it'd be like, you know, I've thought back to every time I've done that, and I've been like, yes, that was something that I needed to learn.
Yes,
that was really words of affirmation for me. I'm a person that doesn't really know much about or really do words of affirmation, but I'm like, that kind of is words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. You know, when I've said stuff like, you're not as bad as first mistake, and you're not as good as, you know, like basically like, just remember, you're not as bad as the worst thing you ever done or whatever.
You froze.
And I froze, okay? Mm-hmm. To let these niggas know that, god damn it, what is happening with this computer, huh? My computer got that Rona, y'all. Sorry. But yeah, I just think a lot of people's advice is really just advice to themselves, and that's what Drake was doing too. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Britney Spears. You know, another person who we supposed to hate now. She has some emotions. She has been spotted in a throwback Britney Spears. Tiger King stars have been spotted in throwback Britney Spears photos, and fans are shook. So,
yeah, Tiger King been around for a long ass time, way before this Netflix documentary, y'all.
Yeah, for many who have binged Netflix new craze, Tiger King, Joe Exotic world and Hollywood converged long before he became to talk about social distancing time. While people around the country have been immersed in the show from the safety in their couches amid the coronavirus pandemic, fans have discovered an earlier claim to fame for two of the people in the hit docuseries. Rewind to 2008, when pop princess Britney Spears delivered a since legendary jungle themed performance to her hit I'm a Slave for You. While Spears danced with the python has become a permanent part of pop history, the songstress also arrived on stage in the cage with a tiger handler handled by Dr. Annel, the animal trainer who featured it's throughout the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a picture of her with Carol. Wait, no, that's not her with Carol, that's our girl from Saturday Night Live. All right, I don't know. White women look the same. Doc Annel, the tiger handler for Spears VMA performance, informed me that sadly the rare golden tabby tiger that starred alongside the snake has since died, an MTV news article from 2016 reads. But that's not the only photo making fans do a double take. In another snap of Spears sitting in the audience in 2002, one fan spotted a woman who appears to be Carol Baskin, the central subject of the show, more like suspect, sitting next to the star. That's not Britney though, is it? That's Britney.
Mm-mm, that's another.
Okay, I was gonna say they don't like
that's
Britney.
Another celebrity with her.
Can we talk about how Carol Baskin was sitting next to Britney at the 2002 VMAs? The tweet read, while it's unclear exactly why Baskin
was Britney, but I said they don't look nothing like her.
That's Britney Spears right there too. Y'all's for real. Y'all not fucking with me? Wow. That's crazy.
They're like two different people.
That does not look like Britney to me.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. But yeah, man, these motherfuckers know these people.
Yeah, they
oh, okay,
they said it's Kate McKinnon.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, old girl from Saturday Night Live. So I do know my whites. Okay, you know, banner day for me. Let's move on from this article while I'm still correct. Very rare to see that. I picked out two different white women from each other. Couldn't give you Kate McKinnon's name if you fucking put a gun to my head, but apparently, but close enough. Senator blames autocorrect for offensive Nancy Pelosi tweet. Mm-mm. But not everyone is convinced. North Dakota Mm-mm. Senator Kevin Cramer apologized last week and blamed autocorrect for calling the White House Speaker Nancy Pelosi retarded on Twitter. Mm-mm. But not everyone bought his explanation.
No, we know how autocorrect goes. It normally puts what you frequently.
He responded to a tweet sent out by the Daily Caller. Oh, that bastion of political thought.
Who's the Daily Caller?
It's a Republican right wing. Oh, okay. It's trash. It's the worst. It's worse than Fox News. It's Breitbart, basically.
Okay, yeah. Now I could see if you were saying something and it changed it to duck. You know, that's a whole different thing.
But you can't say that because that would be good, right? If he said she's ducking crazy, people would be like, we know what you meant to say. You was gonna say fucking. So like, that's actually would work against him to say it was autocorrect. You know, this time he said she's retarded, and then he tried to say no, just my fat fingers. I actually said she's ridiculous, and then it auto corrected to it.
Mm-mm. I'm not buying that.
And then someone said, how often do you use the R word that autocorrect replaced ridiculous with it?
Right.
There's no possible way autocorrect would turn ridiculous into the R word, another user tweeted. This is offensive in the deepest sense. You do not deserve to be representing America or its values. I mean, that's pretty much America's values, but I'll take the point. Point taken.
The R word.
No, people saying shit like that. America does that. We're not.
Oh, yes, 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 they do. Yes, yes, know. Yes.
Tiger King may help police solve disappearance of Carol Baskin's husband.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. So, a one-man army of fucker finally paid off? Because, honey, that breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You ask him, he will say, tell you, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, what's interesting about it, though, is that the documentary would make them, but I guess we've seen Stranger Things. They reopened Malcolm X's death.
Yeah, because I guess just more stuff came to light in this. Everybody's talking about it, and you know, because they never closed the case on it, actually. They kept saying it's still open.
Yeah, the disappearance of Jack Don Lewis, Baskin's hubby, who was last seen August 18, 1997, is still an active cold case. He's hoping Tiger King fans can help him solve it. Boy, I guess this is going to be Don't Fuck With Cats Part 2 when they
come
catch
on. That's going to be another documentary.
Because you know that's who's going to be on it. That cat form motherfucker, they gonna be they on Carol page right now. Like, now see the grass in this picture right here? That is Bermuda crab grass. That does grow.
Yes!
That doesn't grow off of tiger dung. So that might be where the body's buried.
How you doing, cool cats out there?
Tampa area.
They gonna be like, you see that in the background, right blowed up right there, that tree right there.
Let's see that tree right there. You can't be next to a sap tree that's fully bloomed unless it's before fall. All of those leaves, if you blow it up enough, that right there is July. So those are July. It's right before you get to autumn. But those are definitely July. So this picture was taken in July. Okay, we just Google map. Them niggas never left their house and saw the murder. They was
never left their house.
It was like, his name is Timothy or whatever the fuck.
They're gonna be all across the country. Anytime she posts anything, they're gonna be combing that shit.
Don't Fuck With Cats 2 would be dope if they catch Carol killing her husband.
Oh yeah, you know what? It'll be Don't Fuck With Cats 2, big cats.
And then they're gonna make us feel bad for watching it again like she did. That's the only thing I hate about that documentary.
She been not.
At the end. And you too are just as bad as us.
Bitch, I didn't ask for this.
I actually didn't stalk a man into killing people. I didn't do that. I didn't fuck with no serial killers on the internet. Mm-mm.
It's my fault. You put the documentary here. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have watched it.
I let the devil handle that like he's supposed to. Okay. I don't play with demons. But yeah, he was legally declared dead 5 years ago after his, 5 years after his disappearance, but nobody has ever been charged in his death and has, or has any clue of his whereabouts. People have theories, especially Tiger King star and Baskin's number one enemy, Joe Exotic. He believes she killed her husband, possibly fed him to her tigers. Baskin has denied anything to do with Don's disappearance or death. Yeah, I mean, she did say if you want tigers to eat someone, you would probably dip them in sardine oil. She was the one that added that tidbit. So, just saying. Nevertheless, Sheriff Cronister's asking Tiger King, yo, this fence next to her in this picture is so fucking thin.
The whole time I was like, is one of them motherfucking tigers gonna be like, oh, this is barbed wire, and just break through that bitch.
Oh my God. Nevertheless.
Be like, one day them tigers gonna get some sense. Oh, I'm motherfucking 2,000 pounds and just walk through that bitch.
Yeah. That's, oh, the whites. The whites are so crazy. Speaking of the whites, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift fan is so grateful after receiving financial help from the pop star.
Aww.
Taylor Swift is spreading cheer and her wealth to some lucky fans. Holly Turner is one of the lucky Swifties who is $3,000 richer thanks to the pop star. She tells E! News the singer gifted her a substantial amount of money after seeing a post on Tumblr in which Turner lamented the impact coronavirus has had on the music industry as well as the general economy. I saw that she just started following me on Tumblr. Taylor Swift be on Tumblr. Wow. It's probably but you know what? That makes so much sense. It's probably the one place you can go where you ain't gotta worry about being harassed no more.
No, cause everybody's left.
Everybody left. So it's just nothing but the cool Taylor Swifties on fucking Tumblr now. Mm-hmm. You know, all the mean motherfuckers is on Twitter and shit.
Everybody else like, who goes to Tumblr?
Right. So I was jumping around and screaming about that. Then I saw that the top post on Tumblr was about the fact I was financially struggling. And I thought, there's no way she followed me because of that. Then I started losing my mind even more. According to Holly, she was living in New York City and working at as a freelance music photographer when the coronavirus pandemic forced residents of the state into their homes. Unfortunately, with public events postponed or canceled entirely, Holly didn't have any jobs lined up to pay her bills with. I wasn't going to be able to stay in my apartment after May if it weren't for this. She adds, I have been working my entire life to be able to live in New York City, and I thought that was going to be taken, and she saved that for me, so I'm just so grateful. For now, Holly plans to continue to live out a dream in the Big Apple, but once the mandatory stay-at-home order is over, she's going to return to doing what she loves most. And with living in the city crossed off her list, Holly hopes to achieve another goal of hers. My biggest dream in the entire world would be to be able to photograph Taylor Swift. Prior to this life-changing experience, the photographer says she looked up to Taylor because of the way she was able to kind of stand up in the face of what everyone was throwing her way. In a way, Taylor is helping fans do the same thing, whether it be through music or charitable sum. For the latest updates on coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. Wow, that was very nice of her.
That was sweet.
You know, I mean, she didn't get that bitch $1 million. Fuck her. I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm supposed to, the agendas, y'all. I'm supposed to be hating on her. Let's see. We'll do one more. Jared Leto was on a tree and missed the coronavirus news.
Duh!
Jared Leto being on silent meditation.
He had no TV, no telephone. He was just like, I'm out here on my own.
He on some other shit, man. He like did silent meditation for 12 days or some shit. Wow, 12 days ago I began a silent meditation in the desert. We were totally isolated, no phone, no communication, etc. We had no idea what was happening outside the facility. Walked out yesterday into a very different world, one that's been changed forever. Mind-blowing, to say the least. I'm getting messages from friends and family all around the globe and catching up on what's going on. Hope you and yours are okay. Send a positive energy to all. Stay inside. Stay safe. Wow, you
what a
rich
life.
Bitch motherfucker. I hate a rich. Oh, you rich. I need to stay safe. I'll be safe with some of your money. Okay, how about you give me a couple of mil? And then I'll listen to you, okay? I'll retweet that shit. Then, until then, don't say nothing. Out here breathing and shit. Breathing up all the non-coronavirus air in the desert. Put some of that in my account, okay? Oh, man. Oh, wait, I can do more. I'm having a good time. Vegan runner asked neighbors to close windows when cooking meat with offensive odor.
What? I'm gonna fry two whole chickens just for you.
Oh man, I know vegans only make the show when one of them does something crazy, but I mean, come on, man, this is hilarious. A self-proclaimed vegan runner from Berkeley, California received backlash on Saturday after asking neighbors to close their windows when cooking meat because the smells are overpowered and offensive. First of all, stop gentrifying the black hoods, okay? That's what happened when you move into the black neighborhood, right? And you first get your first whiff of seasoning and that temptation come creeping up on you when you're jogging down the street. You never smelled no hog maws, huh?
The outside grilling the whole pig.
You never smelled no chicken like this, huh? Mm-hmm. You never seen, you used to them 11 herbs and spices from KFC. It's easy to ignore those, okay?
Ain't it though?
You get a whiff of that Texas Pete coming out of a waft of that coming out of the window, going mm-hmm. to your nose like some type of spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like the cartoons with a hand of temptation just going to your nose and be like, come on into my house.
Yeah, right. Just drag her in there. Cause my thing is this. We didn't actually request that you become a vegan.
Yeah, but when you open your windows and look outside the window and she just jogging in place, looking in your kitchen, like, what y'all doing? That's when you know she need, I can't close my windows. You need to just keep running, miss.
Come on. Run on past.
This happens at a post on @BestNextDoor, an account that houses neighborhood drama. Oh yeah. Nextdoor is, that app. They always talk about that on Firestarter podcast. Check it out. Which show the runner had requested nearby residents only barbecue vegetables because it's always hard for me this time of year when the weather starts warming up. Several nights a week I'm out running around dinner time. Oh wait, I'm sorry. Several nights a week I'm out running around dinner time, and when people have their windows open, I can smell what they are cooking. I've noticed a sharp uptick recently in the smell of folks cooking meat, and it can be quite overpowering. Quite honestly, the odor is offensive, and I'm hoping our community can have some empathy for its #plant-based neighbors by closing their windows if they are cooking meat and only putting vegetables on their barbecue. They didn't want to be stereotyped, but suggested people should join the movement, should do some research on why the odor of cooking animals is offensive. The post directed to the people in the area, What's Up Neighborhood, One Love. I don't want to be a stereotype at the end of a multi-paragraph whine about how hard it is to be vegan. This is performance art, what user concluded.
Right.
As a carnivore barbecue chef, it's always... It is always hard for me this time of year when the weather starts warming up and vegan runners start running by my windows, another said. You know what else smells terrible? Runners. Have some respect. Exercise indoors with all the windows locked. Another person said they would ride goat right outside just to spite him.
Come on.
Some people come to the runner's defense online agreeing that the smell of barbecue can be overwhelming. Try being vegan in Texas. My redneck neighbors over the back fence are hunters and have two smokers in their backyard. The whole neighborhood is smoking for weeks on end, and my dogs smell like bacon whenever they come in from the backyard. I live in Texas. I eat meat, and I completely sympathize with you. That smoking smell permeates everything. I really hope you and your neighbors are friends, and they are worth the inconvenience. Also, you could breed dogs. Bacon lovers would pay a fortune for bacon-scented pets, another wrote.
Ha, ha, ha!
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, clearly that's a bit over the top, but you know, that's the kind of stuff that makes it on the internet, guys.
Apparently so. That, you know what, there's nothing else to do, Sal.
There's nothing else to do.
Nothing yeah. else to do.
That's also like when you really ain't got a lot of problems. Like,
come on, when you ain't got a lot of problems, because I'm trying to tell you, I can't run no more, but when I was running, the last thing I was thinking about was odors and smells.
Mm-hmm. Presley Gerber claps back at social media users who thought he got a second face tattoo. Presley Gerber is making it clear he did not get a second face tattoo. Okay.
I don't know who this is.
Me neither, Karen.
Okay.
I appreciate him just clearing up everything now. You know, cause up until this point, I was like, this nigga got a second face tattoo? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this, Oz? I don't think so. But then he had to come out and be like, hey, I'm pre baby. I would never.
Only one for me.
Appreciate Presley Gerber.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm with him. I think he makes some good points. Okay. Everybody need to leave this man alone. Okay. He just want to get his regular number of face tattoos.
Oh, which is one per person apparently.
He just want to get his regular number of face tattoos and just
two is too many.
Live his life. Okay. Yeah. On Tuesday morning, the 20-year-old model posted a black and white selfie on Instagram, showing off what appeared to be a new face tattoo on the Los Angeles Dodgers logo with a star design outline on his right temple and cheekbone. Colorblind Gerber, the son of Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber.
Yeah, I know who Cindy Crawford is. He's a model from back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Like mother, like son, I always say. But also like, like, I'm trying to understand how he got the... Why did he post that with the thing and get offended that people think it's a face tattoo? They wouldn't be able to not know it's a face tattoo. The star publicly defended his first face tattoo, the word misunderstood, written in capital letters under his left eye earlier this month. But that didn't stop followers from voicing their disapproval in the comments section about what they believe to be his second face tattoo. Please stop inking up your handsome face. Listen to the people who love you most, your parents, one Instagram user wrote. Another added, please leave your beautiful face alone. So wait, how do they know what his parents think?
You know how internet does. They just make shit up.
Yeah, like.
Don't know what his parents said. They might have been like, you grown.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I'm sure your mom disapproves. Well, do you know that for... sure that my mom disapproves. Your mom, she hates it. Okay. She would never. So listen to them, because that's what my parents told me. However, Gerber quickly clarified the artwork was actually just a face filter and threatened to delete his account for the second time if the criticism continued.
Oh, not for the second time.
What's a face filter?
I don't know. Are those things where you move it, pop up, and they throw ears and shit on your face? I mean, not on your face, but on your head.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought a filter was, or, you know, that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they had filters that look like this where...
Oh, they said yes, that's what it is.
Okay, but then look at this. This one, like, it does look like it's a real tattoo. Don't it? Am I tripping?
No, it does.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the filter you move just right and that's where it places it. I don't know. Apparently you must can do words and phrases.
I guess so. That's new shit. Know. New shit for me, okay? I'm hoping that he
Yeah, he's threatening to delete it, that means he coming back.
Yeah, so I hope he'll be okay. I mean, there's a lot of trauma for my man.
Too much drama.
Yeah.
Because at first when you said Gerber, I was thinking, is he related to like the Gerber baby people?
Yeah, because I mean, this is our first time really hearing of him.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my first thought was, this is some old school Gerber money.
Yes. You know,
and he not used to this kind of backlash, coming at him like that. Which I can understand, man. Shit, we all been there, you know. Like, please just stop. Back to his article. It was a filter, lol. Damn. Also, I don't want to be hood. What the fuck? You don't know me. Chill. I'm grateful. If I wanted to, I could be posting money and shit. But you do seem like you want to be hood from this word choice. This is very hood adjacent word choice here, this caption. Anyway, because he said money in the letter N shit.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Very Negro adjacent. But I don't, so STFU, shut the fuck up, please. Or IMMA, y'all. He don't want to be hood. But also, he using I'ma N shit. This feels like a lie to me, sir. And I know what his mama would say if she was around. Because I think we all know how Cindy Crawford feels about
it. Stop it right now! This is stupid! This is absolutely ridiculous! Get out of here! We are adults! and this is ridiculous. Hit the crap.
You know that's what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
She looking like, what the hell is this?
I mean, can you?
Mm-mm.
I mean, this kid really had, he clearly had some issues. So I can't even be mad. He says, oh, I'm gonna delete my gram. It's stressful. It's stressful. We don't even talk like that. The model latest clapback comes just 1 week after people, he said, people love, hate me in response to backlash over his misunderstood tattoo. Most and a lot of people can get a facelifts, change genders, lip injections, etc. Oh god, he's one of those.
Not helping your case, baby.
And it's offensive to say anything in today's age, but I get a little face tattoo and now people love to hate me. He wrote on his Instagram
what?
Story and then put with 5 M's.
Okay.
What y'all think? Did I just blow your mind?
No, you actually didn't.
You never heard nothing this deep before, have you?
Mm-hmm. Nope, I sure haven't. Mm-mm.
This motherfucker. Oh man, that's what is going on with the whites raising these kids like this? Mm-hmm. First Chet Hanks, and now this. The star debut.
Both of them, they grown, ain't he grown?
I mean, grown enough to know better.
That's true too.
Did not have to be on that what's that motherfucking why can't I think of it? Malibu's Most Wanted. Like, you ain't gotta be on that, man.
No, you don't have to be.
Mm-mm-mm.
You're too good.
But yeah, the star debuted his tattoo on February 7th when he shared a video of New York based tattoo artist Jonathan John Boy Valena inking the word onto his face. Thanks, homie. Devil emoji at John Boy Tattoo. He wrote on Instagram, Valena, who has tattooed super small, super precise designs on celebrities, including Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber, and Kendall Jenner, also shared some photos of the ink on his social media, writing in the caption for the one photo, sorry, mom. All right, so that's what your boy let me scroll to the top. Presley Gurr been up to. That's what he's spending all y'all baby food money on. Okay, face tattoos and Instagram filters that look like face tattoos. It's really sad to see what's going on in these white people's lives. Like, did he have a father? You gotta ask the question, right? I mean, I hate to
hate to blame the parents.
You know, I hate to say it. You know, I mean, you know, good potential, a good white waste his potential like this.
Throw his life away.
You know, because you know he just had that look about him. But they've been doing it for a while now. You know, so I just feel so bad for the white parents to put up with this bullshit.
Right?
Catch me outside. How about that?
That's how they do. Oh man, where are the white parents?
Where are they at?
Where are y'all? Do your job, okay? You can't make everything our fault. It's on you, okay? Y'all the one raising these babies to be all fucked up. All right, let's get some searching this and
do
get
y'all
out of here.
Feel better? We feel better.
I do feel better. That was good. And that's just the sound of people fighting over toilet paper every day.
Right.
That's how it is now, guys. All right, be careful. All right, man in his 30s assaulted outside. Wait, what? A man in his 30s assaulted outside Sword Supermarket by group?
Oh, it's a Sword Supermarket? What?
That don't make no sense. Let's see, the man who was believed to be a security guard for the store was attacked by a JC supermarket in Swords. Oh, Swords is the location. It's a place on the map called Swords. You were asking for it.
It's like Swords, super, like in the city of Swords. Wow, I would have never guessed that. Wow.
It's like living on Martin Luther King Boulevard times 30. Swords.
That's like living on Drive-By Avenue.
Right. Oh, where you live? Oh, Guns, Idaho. You ever been down there? Nah, I ain't never been in that city, homie.
I don't think I want to go, dog.
Yeah,
I'm
man, good. You need to come check me out, man. I live on Gunshot Boulevard. Check me out. Guns, Idaho. Look me up. Yeah, he was attacked by numerous males and sustained knife wounds, although they're believed to be minor. The man later attended an accident and emergency department, the spokesperson said. Investigation to the altercation is currently ongoing with no further information being available at the time of writing. I don't think that happened in America. That must have been a translated article.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot going on. All right, y'all, that's it for today, man. We'll be back tomorrow.
Stay out of Swords, wherever that place is.
Right. We'll be back tomorrow with our Walking Dead recap. Mm-hmm. You guys are looking forward to. I see you people emailing us their feedback at theblackouttips@gmail.com. So we appreciate that. And, yeah, until next time, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mwah.